Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512 Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and gotta tell you, we're getting to be known for the women's soccer epicenter of the country.
It seems like it.
It was so successful with the SEC women's soccer. We did it at Brosnahan. Let me just go ahead and bring the guy behind this whole thing. Ray Palmer is with us this afternoon. Of course, president, CEO of Pensacola Sports. Ray, how you doing today?
Fantastic. Day after Thanksgiving, greatest day of the year. We're excited. We've got 16 women's teams be here starting in the morning for a week of fantastic women's soccer.
When I saw this come across, Ray, I was so excited because you guys did such a great job with the SEC championships. My gosh, here we go. 16 soccer teams in town starting on Monday over at Brosnahan. They're in town through the 9th. I think that's Friday the 9th. And how did you actually land this tournament?
Well, Chris, well, it's just all part of what Pensacola Sports does as our mission as the Tourism Bureau, Sports Tourism Bureau for Escambia County is we are, it's our job to go out and be in the marketplace and know when opportunities are available. And so we go out and look and make relationships and, establish ourselves as a place. We have, the county, they've invested money in our facilities, right. And when they invest in money in our facilities, and it's our duty to go find events to host in those tournaments. So basically, it's us just doing our job, quite frankly, with the support of a lot of other people and a lot of hard working and dedication to make our facilities high quality. And that's what these organizations are looking for. And they're looking for organizations with experience and being host. And Pensacola Sports has been in it a long, long time, and we have a reputation of having a quality staff of people who understand what these organizations are looking for.
Yeah, you checked all the boxes, didn't you? I mean, all those boxes you just named, you guys at Pensacola Sports covers and have done so with tournaments like this.
We try, absolutely, and it's always, we learn something every time we tee it up. You learn something new about what you can do better, and we're always looking to get better and expand our footprint into what opportunities are available to us. And so it's what we're hired to do, and we hope we're doing a good job at it.
Now, this is the 41st annual competition for the NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships. A little bit of history on this. NAIA, what is this?
Generally, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletic is a separate organization. Everybody knows the NCAA, but the NAIA is an organization. Generally, they're smaller, often liberal arts schools and things like that, specialty schools. They offer zero athletic scholarships, but yet they play a very high level of athletics. But what you'll find a lot on their team is very high quality athletes who, instead of being a 6'5" point guard on a basketball team, they'll be 6'1" basketball players. And instead of going to Kentucky or D2 or D3, and they're good at highly motivated educationally, because the NAIA, while they don't give athletic scholarships, they often have nice pots of money, and they focus on the academic side. So they give a lot of, they have big endowment funds, many of them do. And so they can field a team with academic scholarships, just like a NCAA school would use their athletics. And they're very high focused. They practice just as many hours as the NCAA guys do. They play just as hard. And we hosted their lacrosse tournament for 2 years, for the last previous 2 years. And the quality of athleticism is just absolutely fantastic.
You know, I like the diversity aspect of this tournament as well. I'm just looking down the list here. Listen to these folks. Listen to, by the way, we're talking to Ray Palmer, President and CEO of Pensacola Sports this afternoon. But listen to where some of these teams are coming from, ladies and gentlemen. Kentucky, Georgia, California, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, Georgia, Michigan, Nebraska, quite a stable of states being represented there.
Yeah, we have two Cumberland colleges, the Cumberland in Tennessee, and then the Cumberland from Kentucky. both Cumberland NAIA institutions have made the tournament. In fact, I think one of them may even be the number one seed, the one in the Cumberland in Kentucky, who has taken many of our high school all-star football players up to their institution over the 25 years of that event. So we're quite familiar with that school. So we're excited. It's something new for us. They're going to come in town. They're also going to jump into the Communities Caring with Christmas event. That's a huge thing for our community. And they're going to do a special day with about 100 of the players are going to go in and nice. Make a contribution to some community efforts, and we're real excited to have this group come to us.
I got to tell you, I'm so excited about Pensacola Sports really taking a concerted effort in getting these women sports type of events coming to our area. These ladies are very talented.
Unbelievable athletes. Nothing like, I don't want to, that sounds awful, but the athletes that we grew up with, these girls are phenomenal. Whether just amazing athletes. It's so much fun to watch. They're focused and they practice hard and it's just what you want to go see. They compete. They're committed to their sport. Like I said, they're committed to their academics and they're out there practicing just as hard as anybody else is. And you know, there is no less time commitment to go play at, you know, at this than there is anywhere else. It's just another avenue for those kids that want to continue their athletic opportunities.
Ray, we were speaking earlier. This is such a great opportunity for maybe young ladies playing in the middle school level or high school level to come out and see some of these collegiate athletes in action.
100%, yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up. One of the things that we saw at the SEC tournament, and we've seen it each year, and we know that this is what happens in these events. We see it at the Sun Belt Conference basketball. These long-term commitments that these organizations we've been able to establish with them. And now this is only a two-year commitment now, but they've been in Orange Beach for a long, long time as well. And so, you know, we're hoping that this will become a long-term established event with us. But the growth that we've seen in the kids coming out and watching, but the number of girls at the SEC soccer, young girls everywhere from 6, 7, 8 up to 14, 15, 16 was just fantastic. Heartwarming, exciting.
Yeah, love it.
So good.
Absolutely. And Ray, I just want to kind of throw this out there. Folks interested in maybe, or not just maybe, but going to these dates, and I did get a clarification here. I mentioned earlier it was like Monday through Friday. It's actually Monday through Monday because you're doing the finals on Monday the 9th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But want tickets? Can they go to PensacolaSports.org and get the tickets there? Is that where you go?
You can, or you can show up at the games, and we got plenty of games. We've got a game at, you know, we've got four games on Monday, four games on Tuesday, four games on Thursday, two games on Saturday and Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We will have the championship game. So there are lots of opportunities to come to the games.
All right. Listen, Ashton Brosnahan will be the place. It'll be rocking all next week. Ray Palmer, thanks for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
You as well. Ray Palmer, of course, Pensacola's Pensacola Sports President, CEO, joining us once again. Another great tournament coming up, folks, especially if you would like to see some wonderful women athletes in action. NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships coming to Pensacola on Monday.
All righty, 5:21. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a quick check of your roads and weather and also get a rundown of some of the nonsense that's been happening in the state of Florida recently. Yeah, Florida didn't slow down with its shenanigans during the Thanksgiving holiday. We got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles wrap up the season this Saturday night as they host the Florida Gators for the Sunshine Showdown.
Florida takes on Florida State at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
New South Window lives southern weather. And our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, and the King. Elvis is in the building.
Apparently.
Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. I'm still maneuvering after eating.
Yeah.
Austin and I
still
were sharing.
Still sorting some stuff around.
We were sharing with you earlier today. Yeah, we dug into the leftovers today. Started the day off correctly. And feeling pretty good about that. Hey, holiday shoppers are being warned about potential thieves targeting those leaving stores with shopping bags. Let me tell you a real true story in New Orleans. This was a kind of a crime spree that was going around. We have a mall over there called the Lakeside Mall. It's in Metairie. And what would happen was thieves would watch somebody coming out of a store with, say, an arm load of bags or something like that. And as they're getting in putting the bags into the trunk, the thieves would hide under their car and slit their ankles.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. It was a terrible crime. Just in what I'm getting at here, folks, do not think you're safe at any time.
That's true.
Be very, very vigilant. Look over your shoulder. Make sure you know your surroundings. And have your car keys out if your car still uses keys.
Right.
You know, but make sure you have access to getting away from somebody if you can. Anyway, Madison Scarpino has more from Atlanta today.
It's expected to be a record-breaking Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but the National Police Association says that many criminals are even more motivated to steal around the holidays. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith says there are different crime trends that tend to spike this time of year. She says they're seeing burglars following people home from stores, especially if there are a lot of bags or packages in the vehicle. So it's important to be extra vigilant, since the National Retail Federation predicts Americans to spend so much money on holiday shopping this year. But a lot of those shoppers won't even step foot in a store.
All righty, 527 here. I'll get you your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, not too much going on the roads right now. Do have some backups at Airport Boulevard and North 9th Avenue, that intersection, but it's very minor. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 50 degrees right now, low of 38 tonight, and this weekend's going to have highs at around 60 and lows at around 40.
You see, I told you, just be very vigilant and watch yourself when you're out there shopping this Christmas season. It's dangerous out there. Interesting story here. Storms bringing winter weather. Maybe if you have to maybe head north, you know, up in the Buffalo, Chicago, New York, up in the Northeast. If you're heading that way, make sure you pack accordingly and bring along a lot of long underwear for that one. A lot of weather moving into the Midwest and Northeast. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel is in Buffalo, New York today.
This is one of the hot spots, but it's very localized. If you're traveling I-90 over the weekend, anywhere between about Buffalo and Cleveland, or I-81 between Watertown and Syracuse, those are the two main interstates, certainly east of the Mississippi, that will have winter weather impacts. Also, many of the roads downwind from Lake Superior and Lake Michigan on the UP of Michigan and lower Michigan. Here, we've already had, look at this, since 1 a.m., almost 17 inches of lake effect snow. It's very light and powdery. So if we had more wind, which we don't, fortunately, we've had some gusts to 20 to 25, it would blow around like crazy.
Okay. Hey, that's why we were discussing this on Wednesday's program. That San Francisco Buffalo Sunday night game.
Yes.
That's going to be a snow game.
Hopefully.
No, that's going to be a snow game.
Oh, it's just a matter of how much, huh?
I have been tracking the snow from this thing, and it is moving into the Buffalo area. And if you like to watch football games with a lot of snow, that's going to be the one to check out. Kickoff at 7:20 on Sunday night.
Absolutely. And hinted at this before the break. Listen, I never condone DUI, obviously. No one does. But I especially don't recommend driving under the influence and wrecking into a police cruiser. But that's what happened in Highland County. Police say an officer was sitting in his marked SUV at around 1 o'clock Thanksgiving morning when a driver under the influence crashed into his vehicle. The driver was arrested and the officer was evaluated at the hospital. Police released a statement saying that the holidays are no time to lose a loved one to drunk driving. Of course, recognizing that this outcome could have been very different for the officer that was involved.
All right. Downtown trolley tour starting tonight. Polar Express to the Grinch. Craig Courage's Whoville coming out in force. Get into the mood tonight.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. This holiday season, many Americans doing shopping from behind a screen. Some predictions online shopping could outweigh in-person shopping. The National Retail Federation CEO Matthew Shea tells Fox Business there's a predicted spike for retail stores.
The record number that we're predicting is up to 183 million shoppers. That's 20 million more than just a couple of years ago. So it's really jumped dramatically.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox Business, frustrated with President Biden's immigration policy, says 10 million migrants have crossed into the U.S. illegally during the Biden-Harris administration.
They just at some point were so overwhelmed, they just began to process people without actually vetting the sponsors that they were releasing the child to. Some of the children were exploited, either in hazardous working conditions or sexually exploited.
Senator Cassidy voted against the bipartisan border bill in May, geared toward addressing several border security issues. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Sikonis with Your Money Now. Stocks continued to reach new records on Wall Street today. The Dow closed at a record high after picking up 188 points. The S&P went up 33 points, while the NASDAQ climbed 157 points. A new survey says American small business owners are increasingly optimistic. According to CNBC and SurveyMonkey, the Small Business Confidence Index jumped 11 points this quarter. It's now at 62 out of 100. The surge is driven by Republican small business owners, who jumped 28 points on the scale after Donald Trump's election win. New blockbuster movies like Disney's Moana 2, Universal's Wicked, and Paramount's Gladiator 2 could generate over $200 million in box office revenue this weekend. Analysts say that would make this the biggest Thanksgiving movie weekend since the pandemic. The all-time Thanksgiving record of $315 million was set all the way back in 2018. U.S. oil futures fell again today to just over $68 a barrel. Futures have fallen 3% in the last week. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
This is Rocky Mosal with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
The rookie from BYU. 2:13 on the clock. Fourth quarter. Second down and 5. Ball at the Raider 47. Mahomes turns, gives to Pacheco. Picks his way forward, and he's short of the first down. And now the Raiders will use their final timeout. Max Crosby on the tackle. 3-yard gain. And for the Raiders, James, it comes down to this third down play. They're out of timeouts.
So if you're trying to give your team a chance to win, we saw with the Chicago Bears, poor clock management.
Yes.
This is excellent clock management by Antonio Pierce. Now, your team has to be able to come through and stop them on third down here. But if you do that, I mean, that's a great job, because then the Chiefs would want to punt the ball away, and you'd have the entirety of almost 2 minutes to try and transverse yourself down the field.
That's amazing the difference a day makes. Poor clock management on Thanksgiving, better clock management on Black Friday, but it all comes down to this play. Kansas City with a third and a long 2, a first down away from essentially being able to run this thing out.
I think the keys that I talked about when we started the game, to be able to run and stop the run.
They need to run here from the I formation. They need at least 2 yards. Kelce in motion to the right side. On third down and 2, play action. Mahomes wants to throw. Airing it deep. Worthy's out there. And he can't connect. Xavier Worthy was running free. Had a 2-step lead.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Stephen Schmidt is here, and of course, many of you know that he is also here representing Georgetown Technical College.
Georgetown Technical College over there on Longleaf Drive.
Pep Talk, mornings after Andrew McKay.
It's time for a talk about some Sonny's Barbecue. We got Elton Scott here in the studio looking pretty sunny.
It's the Always Sunny Show. It's perfect intro, you know?
Pep Talk, mornings 9 till 11. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Just amazing me with some of this music you pull out of here. I have not heard this stuff in a while.
Yeah, this was a mellow choice.
Great stuff. Just great stuff. Hey, don't forget, kick off the Christmas season tonight. In fact, it just got underway over at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. They're doing their Christmas tree lighting event this evening. You can bring the kids and your camera to get free pictures with Santa. I know it started at 5. I'm not quite sure when they throw the switch over in the boardwalk. I mean, maybe it's already thrown. But anyway, they're doing that big thing tonight out on the island. So, heck, load the kids up and head on over. Have yourself a good time. Big thanks going out once again to Ray Palmer, President, CEO of Pensacola Sports, talking about the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships in Pensacola starting Monday, goes to the following Monday. We're going to see a lot of these young ladies throughout our community, according to Ray, you know, visiting hospitals, things like that, and just meeting with a lot of folks. Great event. Great. If you've got a young lady that is playing soccer, maybe middle school, high school level or so, take them out to these tournaments. If you've got games going on throughout the day, they start at 10 a.m. every day, and it goes till 7 o'clock. I guess the premier game or so is at 7 o'clock, but that's in town starting on Monday. So that I'm very excited about that. And as the NFL season continues, some stars continue to stand out. Here's Fox on Football.
This is Fox on Football. Who was the best of the best from week 12 of the NFL season? Fox Sports lead NFL analyst Tom Brady has the answer with his three stars of the week. First up,
Saquon Barkley is one of my stars of the week for the fourth time this year.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is having an unbelievable season, and it continued on Sunday with a career-high 255 rushing yards and two touchdowns against the Rams. Next, it's Browns defensive end Myles Garrett.
He sacked Russell Wilson three times. He forced a fumble in the Browns' upset win. And trust me, it's never fun to be sacked by Myles Garrett.
And the third star goes to Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who threw for 317 yards and four touchdowns against the Patriots on Sunday.
It feels so good as a quarterback when you throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns with no interceptions.
For more NFL news, head to foxsports.com. With Fox on Football, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
How's that for a lightweight Tom Brady on the show today?
Yeah, who's that schmuck? no, man. Gosh, I was telling you this earlier, Chris, when it first happened. All right, so had our Black Friday game, Chiefs and Raiders, earlier this afternoon. And it was one heck of a game. Chiefs were inexplicably struggling. And they were up 19-17. Raiders got the ball back with under 2 minutes to go. They marched down inside Kansas City's 35, and they botched the snap with less than 20 seconds to go, I believe. They botched a snap. Chiefs recover, so they win. This is one of multiple escapes now that the Chiefs have had. Of course, they had their close game at home with the Broncos. It was like a blocked kick or something that prevented them from losing that game as time expired. So the Chiefs are just kind of limping to the finish line, and that's why people look at them and say, dude, you're not the best team in the league. That title goes to Detroit right now.
Okay, don't forget, Downtown Trolley Tour starting tonight. The diversity is very wide. All the way from the Polar Express to the Grinch. those characters are downtown. Characters of Whoville will be there. And it comes alive. The Christmas season downtown Pensacola is special. Grab the kids. Head them downtown.
All righty. And we got a live look in at the Egg Bowl right now. And Mississippi State just picked off a two-point conversion attempt by Ole Miss. So if you wanted a score update on that rivalry, because it's notoriously hate-filled, Ole Miss is up 26-14 with just under 10 minutes to go. And that's just one of several games going on today. Of course, later this evening, we've got Georgia Tech in Georgia getting underway at 6:30. And also we had number 11 Boise State beating Oregon State. And just for a local touch here, South Alabama, they're 6-5 on the season. They are losing at home, though, currently with 6 minutes to go to Texas State, 45-35.
Oh,
yeah. So high scoring game, but and South Alabama's not out of it. We'll have to see if they can. We'll have to see if they can make a push there.
I'll be watching this Tech game, the Georgia Tech Georgia game tonight.
Yes, that is an upset alert for sure.
I think it's going to be a great game.
Right, and this is a new paper published by doctors from Emory Sports Cardiology Program in Georgia. They're saying they have found black athletes are five times more likely to die of sudden cardiac arrest than white athletes. Paper was published yesterday in The Lancet, a British medical journal. The paper reports genetics may not explain the results of the study and calls for more research to be done, as that often is the case in the medical field. It also calls for mandating defibrillators and action plans at public gathering places.
A sad thing to pass on to you. The clock is ticking as local homeless camps, the camp is over on Beggs Lane. It's called the Beggs Lane Camp in Brent. Those campers that have been in that camp, they've got to be cleared out by Monday. They are being really pushed out. County officials say ongoing efforts to relocate the people have been encouraging, although some people will remain without a place to call home after Monday.
Right.
Very sad this time of year.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing you really start to feel for those people in these situations, not only because it's around the holiday season, but with the holidays comes colder weather like what we have this evening. And here nationally, President-elect Trump naming retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg to be his special envoy for Russia and Ukraine. The role is meant to help reach a resolution to the war between the two countries that's been going on for almost 3 years now. Kellogg served as chief of staff for the White House National Security Council in Trump's first presidency, as well as national security advisor to former VP Mike Pence.
5:43, News Radio 92.3. Let me tag on to your weather forecast. So just to kind of let you know how really cold these weather and temperatures are going to get tonight, for instance. Clear, lows below freezing around 31 north of the 10 freeway.
Right.
39 south of the 10 freeway. What a difference in temperature range, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, Saturday, sunny temps, mid-50s, but the temperatures Saturday, same situation. Temps in the 30s north of the 10 freeway. This goes for Sunday, also for Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, it's not as cold. Temperatures, lows will be in the 40s. But for all those days from tonight through Tuesday, bundle up. Yes. It's going to be doggone cold.
Yeah, we can really shorten the weather segment to
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, just cold forecast.
Yeah, just about 5:45. So with Chris saying that, I'll go ahead and look at the roads and weather as well. Yeah, Chris basically summed it up pretty well. It's 50 degrees right now, low of 38 tonight in the Pensacola area. And this weekend, highs at around 60, lows at around 40. But as for the roads, there's luckily not too much going on. We look like we may have had some shopper traffic, I'll call it, early last hour. But right now, it's looking pretty clear. So at this time, at least, there shouldn't be much holding you up.
Okay, as we talk about shopping, one of the biggest shopping days of the year is here, of course. And while analysts claim there will be solid sales, law enforcement is warning shoppers to be on the alert.
this Black Friday is expected to be record-breaking. The National Retail Federation says that over 183 million people are planning on shopping in-store or online this year between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. That's up from last year and way up from pandemic years. But the National Police Association is warning shoppers about crimes that tend to spike around the holidays. It's important for shoppers to stay vigilant. If you're not shopping in a store and doing online, you got to be aware of people like porch pirates who will steal your packages. But the National Police Association says that the most important thing to do is prevention with locks, cameras, things like that.
And Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, of course, she recently had a chat with President-elect Trump, and we heard the claims about the tariffs and the panic surrounding that and whatever. But she said she had an excellent talk with him. She told reporters yesterday there will not be a potential tariff war after Trump said that he would impose a 25% tariff on her country's exports if the flow of illegal immigrants and fentanyl into the U.S. doesn't stop. On Wednesday, Trump said on Truth Social that the Mexican president agreed to stop the migration through Mexico, which he said would mean effectively closing the southern border.
All right, let me just kind of lighten the mood here a little bit and go back to some Christmas topics. Stop paying for that satellite Christmas music. Localize your Christmas music selection absolutely free. Check out Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5. Get into the holiday spirit this Christmas. It's very simple. 94.5 FM. Put it on. Get into the holiday spirit this season while running errands, heading to work, or just hanging out with family and friends. So whether you're into Christmas classics or soon-to-be traditional favorites, turn your radio station again. Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5.
All righty, 547 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Always try to get you your hourly stock numbers. Well, Wall Street closed higher, capping a rather strong November. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 188 points to 44,910. The S&P 500 added 33 points to 60,032. And the NASDAQ rose 157 points to 19,218.
But don't take those numbers too seriously because the day's markets were very brief.
Yeah.
Very short market. So those numbers are going to not be really accurate. We'll get the true reading on Monday.
Yeah, kind of skewed with it being, you know, Black Friday, holiday weekend.
They shut them down early.
Limited
today.
Action.
Yeah, they shut it down early today. Migrants won't be having their ID cards or passports checked during this Thanksgiving holiday season. This makes me mad. This story.
this hurts my feelings, man.
Well, it does because I'll tell you, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard of instances you don't have the proper ID, you don't have your passport, you don't have your driver's license. Who are you? You can't come on the premises here. But if you're an illegal migrant, oh, come on in. Get on the plane. You don't even have to show an identification. Now, that says to me, the safety's been breached. You don't know who's on that plane. You don't know where they're going. Instead, what they do is they use what they call a CBP1 app or their DHS immigration forms. Really hard stuff to hear to pass on. Brooke Taylor reports, big issue out of DFW in Dallas.
We spoke to the head of the Air Marshal National Council, and something she said that many Americans may not realize is that illegal migrants can fly over and over again. So this isn't just to the border and another state. They can apply for a free ticket and pretty much fly all over the world. We just saw a recent case of this with the Jose Ibarra, the illegal migrant from Venezuela, now convicted of murdering 22-year-old Lakin Riley while she was just out on a jog. In court, it was revealed that he was granted a free humanitarian flight through the Biden administration from New York to Atlanta, where that murder took place.
All righty. And this is one of the bigger stories going on here nationally. Thousands of Jewish spiritual leaders from around the world, including from New Jersey, are gathering in New York City this weekend for a special pilgrimage. More than 6,000 rabbis were offering prayers on Friday at Old Montefiore Cemetery in Queens. That's where Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, probably shouldn't have even tried to pronounce that, don't want to be offensive, he's buried. He's considered the most influential rabbi in modern history, and this year marks 120 years since his birth in Ukraine. The prayer service is part of the Chabad Lubavitch Conference, the largest Jewish leadership conference in the world. So it is wholesome to see that there can be a gathering like that. You always hear a lot of, You always hear a lot of fearful stuff just at different places throughout the country of fears of anti-Semitism or clashing with the pro-Palestinian stuff. So it's good to see that you can still gather like that and have a wholesome kumbaya, so to speak.
Still trying to decide on when to put up the Christmas tree?
Well, yes.
This weekend's actually a pretty good one. Now the proper etiquette for taking the tree down. Now that's another story. That's where it comes into question here. When do you take the darn things down? How long do you leave it up? Well, some people believe it is bad luck to leave your decorations up beyond the Feast of the Epiphany, or we call it King's Day as well, on January 6th. If you do not have a religious reason to favor a date, just take it down whenever you're darn ready to do so.
Works for me.
That's right. And most people don't know this. A King's Day, the Feast of the Epiphany, that is actually, in New Orleans, the legal day you can actually sell king cakes.
Really?
That's when they go on sale on the 6th. Now, you get some grocery markets that put out this garbage. They call king cakes. They're nothing more than a cinnamon
cookie. They're frauds.
They're just nothing but a cinnamon roll is what they are. They're not real king cakes.
Right.
Real king cakes go out on King's Day, January the 6th.
All righty. And now you know. 551 here. We'll take one last.
I promise you it's true.
We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a bit of a box office look this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And also, speaking of the holidays, there is a Christmas song that was made chart history last year, and now it has the chance to run it back this season. We got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's Radio 92.3. It's right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Kind of boogieing down with Michael Jackson this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. There's seven of us here now because it's us two and the Jacksons.
Hey, Fox's Michelle Paulino tells us this afternoon what's happening on the big screen. Ready to take the family check out a movie?
I sure am.
Here's Fox on film.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Paulino in theaters. Moana 2. 3 years since her first voyage, Moana is on an expansive journey in search of people beyond the shores of Motunui. Joined by Maui and a brand new crew, Moana must journey to the far seas of Oceania and into dangerous waters for an adventure unlike anything she's ever faced. Also on the big screen, Angelina Jolie stars in Maria. The film tells the tumultuous, beautiful, and tragic story of the life of the world's greatest opera singer, Maria Callas, reimagined during her final days in 1970s Paris. Streaming on Paramount Plus, Jack Black stars in Dear Santa when a young boy mails his Christmas wish list to Santa With one crucial spelling error, a devilish Jack Black arrives to wreak havoc on the holidays. And on Mac, Sweethearts follows two college freshmen who have to pull a turkey dump and break up with their high school sweethearts the night before Thanksgiving. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Yeah, that Moana, too. It brought in $57.5 million on Wednesday, $28 million yesterday. It's now projected to make at least $175 million over the five-day holiday period in total.
They'll recoup that once it goes into distribution on the stream.
Absolutely. 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick check, I mean very quick. Not too much going on here. Been a very smooth sailing Black Friday. Thank you all for staying safe out there. As for the weather, we're sitting at 50 degrees, low of 38 tonight. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, going to have highs sitting at around 60, lows at around 40 in the Pensacola area.
Okay, I just wanted to kind of bring a little bit of history into the show this afternoon. You're familiar with Jingle Bells, aren't you?
I am.
There's some history there. Matt Murphy tells us more about that classic holiday song.
Fox Facts.
Jingle Bells, one of the most iconic songs of the holiday season, was written in the mid-19th century by James Lord Pierpont. However, it wasn't originally intended as a Christmas song. The song was first published in 1857 under the title One Horse Open Sleigh, with no reference to Christmas in its lyrics. While there's debate over the exact location and year of its composition, it's generally believed that Pierpont wrote it during his time in Savannah, Georgia, though some claim it was penned in his boyhood home of Medford, Massachusetts. Initially performed at a Thanksgiving service, Jingle Bells gained popularity quickly, but it was not tied to Christmas until years later. And it wasn't until Bing Crosby's 1943 jazzy version with the Andrews Sisters that Jingle Bells truly became a Christmas standard. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Yeah, speaking of Christmas music, just a year after making chart history, Brenda Lee, she's trying to hit number one for the second year in a row. Lee's 1958 Christmas song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, re-enters this week's Billboard Hot 100 at number 23. The song that peaked at number 14 when it was first released spent 3 weeks at number one last December. It was Lee's first number one since her 1960 chart topper, I'm Sorry. The 63-year gap between number ones is an all-time record.
Okay, you might be familiar with this. Are you familiar with the Run Amok Ranch in Bratt?
No.
Well, you should be, because it is open again this year with tens of thousands of Christmas lights. This is a big deal. Thousands of people go through this. You're invited to see all those lights for free with, you ready for this? Guess what they have there.
What's up?
Ready?
Yes.
Goats in pajamas. How about that? The event is a walkthrough. This isn't a drive-through event. You're not going to ride through a car. You walk through this thing. So bring your walking boots or shoes. The ranch is located at 4951. This is Rigby Road in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open Thursday through Saturday throughout December. Gates open 5:30 till 8:30. Again, you got to see those goats in the pajamas.
Yeah, goats.
I'm going up for that just alone.
Those things are personality plus.
Or don't let them get too close to your clothes. They will eat your clothes.
Yeah, they'll bite you.
They sure will.
Yeah.
I love them, though.
They're rambunctious.
I love them.
And pajamas, I'm sure, only add the charisma. All right. The FBI investigating copycat bomb threats from Thanksgiving that were directed at Connecticut congressional members. 5 out of 7 of Connecticut's Democratic representatives say that they were notified that bombs had been planted in their homes or mailboxes. John Larson, Jim Himes, Johanna Hayes, Joe Courtney, and Rosa DeLauro said that they had been targeted.
Boy, you're really slick with those names today, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm on fire right now.
Silver tooth man you are. Make a shelter's animal's life a little bit happier during the holiday season. Wolfgang Pensacola, we had Jessica Wolford on, I think, on the Wednesday show. Talking about the third annual Christmas toy drive for residents at the Escambia Animal Shelter. Wolfgang staff busy right now collecting fleece blankets, toys, treats for more than 300 dogs and cats who could really use some love and companionship this time of year. Want to help? A few drop-off locations, Perfect Plain Brewery, Intermission Play Pensacola, Wisteria Tavern, and Pensacola Bay Brewery. This year's drive is underway and will continue through December 20th. Do not forget about your furry friends this holiday season. Believe me, you'll feel a whole lot better for it.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.